Human behavior.
Money.
Financial systems.
Money.
Organization and finance.
Money.
Theories and speculation.
Money.
Having good knowledge.
Money.
The whole world is about economics.
Economics affects everybody in their daily life, basically. So, just I go to work to earn money, and I spend my money on the economy.
I buy fair trade bananas.
I think economics, on sort of a low level, factors into daily life because economics is really about human behavior and how we act in a commercial realm.
It affects what I buy at the store, and like when I see buy one get one free, I really think about if I need the other item or not. So it affects my buying power.
I think I'm just a lot more aware of the consequence of my actions in terms of, you know, I don't know, managing my bank account, knowing how to increase my wealth, learning how to save, the impact of saving.
It affects my daily life in so far as I'm constantly trying to negotiate for the best value for goods and services, and understanding economics helps me do so more efficiently.
Well, I'd say every single decision you make is at least partially economically based, whether it's, you know, what's the cheapest way to get somewhere, or how much you want to spend for dinner, or how much food is going to cost you. So daily life, I think economics is pretty key. Maybe people don't think about it right off hand, but certainly it is important kind of subconsciously.
Because you learn things that impact your life. So you are gonna be able to discuss it with other people, and I think it's really exciting because, you know, you get different perspectives and yeah, I like that. I like that aspect. But, you know, you can talk about economics with a lot of people, and a lot of people don't realize that they know about economics, but they do. And with your deeper understanding that you get through your studies, you can actually, you know, you can use that to understand other people, to understand a lot of things. So that's what I like about it.
That anybody who feels like the world is unjust definitely should study economics and try and help find out why it is that way and help change.
I think it's a good basis for moving into a lot of different professions because it gives you a very sound, skill, analytical method, and it's really helpful for a variety of different things you want to go into.
If you want to work in the banking sector, the finance sector, I mean, do economics, I mean, there's no doubt, or economics and finance, I mean, there's no doubt that this, you know, it's a right field to choose. But I think if you also want to work maybe more a general aspect of NGO work or even charities or at the local level, the national level, also at the international level, economics provides you, especially if you go in a multidisciplinary department, provides you a very good basis in terms of understanding complexities of situations.
One of the big problems in the world, as I see it, is the disparity between wealthy nations and poor nations, and understanding the behaviors of economics can help us ultimately bridge that deficit gap between the haves and have-nots.
You learn about a lot of things that otherwise you wouldn't really know about. You know, it applies to all areas of daily life, sociology, psychology, how to manage your money. You know, I just think it's an empowering subject to know about, definitely.
That's a tough one, but I take the £1 million.
All the knowledge of economics.
Aww. £1 million!
All the knowledge of economics in the world. Definitely. Definitely.
I'll take £1 million, please. You can put it into bank account 6607 5197 sort code 60.
I could probably make more than £1 million with all the economics knowledge in the world, so I'd take all the economics knowledge.
Of
course I would choose economics, because if I had all the knowledge of economics, I would make much more than 1 million pounds.